Govinda Lilamrita, Chapter 2. Sunrise Pastimes in the Morning. Pratak Lila, 6 a.m. to 8:24 a.m. Summary by Sri Rupa Goswami. In the morning, Radhika is bathed and dressed. After receiving Mother Yashoda's order via a Sakhi messenger, Radhika and the Sakhis leave Yavat Gram or Barsana, depending on the time of the year, and walk to Nandagram to cook Krishna's breakfast. Krishna rises, milks the cows, takes a bath, dresses, and sits with the Sakhas to relish Radhika's cooking at breakfast. Afterwards, Radhika and her girlfriends enjoy Shyam's nectarian remnants. Now let us take shelter of Radhika Shyam's morning pastimes. Pratak Lila, Part 1. Sri Krishna wakes in Nandagram, greets his friends, and milks the cows. Purnamasi Devi, Yogamaya personified, whose heart is a full moon of Krishna Prem, quickly finishes her morning duties and rushes off to Nandagram to see Yashoda Dulal. Purnamasi rejoices upon seeing Nanda Baba's opulent palace that abounds with kind and loving people. Nanda Maharaja's palace is a wonder of craftsmanship, with golden and jeweled inlaid interior. The courtyard, overflowing with spilt milk from the churning of yogurt and butter, appears like Shwetadweep. Krishna rests happily within the palace on an elegant bedstead, with sheets as white as the foam of the milk ocean. Upon seeing Purnamasi's timely arrival, Mother Yashoda thinks, "Oh, austerity personified is coming to my home." Then Yashoda happily greets Purnamasi. "Oh, Bhagavati, Purnamasi, welcome. I hope you found no trouble in coming here this morning. O saintly one, O sadvi, I offer my respects to you." Then Purnamasi embraces Yashoda Maya. Although eager to see Govinda, Purnamasi first offers a courteous blessing and then inquires about the welfare of the cows and Yashoda's family. After hearing that all is well, Purnamasi eagerly enters Krishna's bedroom. Meanwhile, Krishna's cowherd boyfriends, Gobata, Bhadrasen, Subal, Shridam, Stoka Krishna, Sudam, Dam, Ujwala, and Kinkini joyfully arrive and meet Baladev in the courtyard of the palace. In great excitement, the boys shout, "Hey, Kaniya, Krishna, wake up! Let's go to the Goshala." Hearing the coward voice, Madhumango blurts out, "Hey, friends, though the sun is up, my friend still sleeps. Don't worry, I will wake him up." Although feeling groggy, Madhu Mangal somehow rises and stumbles into the interior of Krishna's bedroom while mumbling, "Hey, Sakha, arise." Hearing Madhu Mangal's voice, Krishna wakes up, but his eyes roll languidly from sleepiness. Although trying to rise, Krishna cannot get up. After the cosmic dissolution, Lord Vishnu sleeps on the bed of Ananta Shesh within the ocean of milk. And he awakens when the personified Vedas come offering their prayers. Similarly, Mother Yashoda tries to wake up her son, Nanda Dulala, who sleeps within the jeweled palace of Nanda Maharaj. Yashoda sits on Krishna's bed next to him and rests her weight on her left hand and joyfully caresses Krishna's delicate body with her right hand. The bed sheets of Krishna's bed, they moisten from the flow of her joyful tears and breast milk. And Yashoda says, "Wake up, my child. Show us your lotus face. The cows will not give any milk to their calves until they see you. Being afraid to disrupt your rest, Nanda Maharaj went alone to the Goshala. Come on, Gopal. Get up and let me wash your face." "Oh, why are you wearing Balaram's blue cloth? Hey, Purnamasi, just see how these restless boys have colored my son's tender body with various mineral powders. Ah, they also scratched his soft chest with their sharp nails while resting frivolously. Alas, what can I do?" Somewhat embarrassed, Krishna flutters his eyelids upon hearing Yashoda's frantic appeal. Detecting Krishna's anxiety, the talented joker Madhumango cleverly replies to Krishna's mother, whose heart overflows with parental affection. Madhu says, "Oh, Janani, you are right. Though I try to forbid them, Krishna's frolicsome friends ignore me and always play roughly with him in the forest groves." Inner meaning. Sri Krishna's lusty girlfriends, the Sakis, they ignore me and always enjoy amorous sports with Shyam in the forest groves. Perceiving the implied meaning in his words, Krishna blinks his eyes to check Madhu. Then Krishna hides his feelings and charms his mother with a childish grin. After hearing Mother Yashoda's words of concern and enjoying Krishna's mischievous behavior, Purnamasi smiles and says, "O pure-hearted boy, it is quite befitting that you are now sleeping after playing so many tiresome games with your friends. You should know that even though the calves are hungry, they will not drink without first seeing you. O Lord of the people of Braj, please arise from bed." "Hey, son of the king of the Gopas, Gopendra Nandana, get up, although it's late. Dowji and all the other Sakas are still waiting in the courtyard to take you to the Goshala." Prompted by Purnamasi, Krishna clenches his fists as he extends his arms to stretch his sleepy body. Krishna's teeth sparkle beautifully as he yawns to relieve his fatigue. Krishna sits up on one side of the bed while placing his lotus feet on the floor. While yawning, Krishna honors Bhagavati Purnamasi in a faltering voice.
"Oh, Bhagavati Devi, pranams."
Then Yashoda, her heart overwhelmed in motherly affection, gathers Krishna's soft, glossy black hair, which resembles an abundance of black kajal, and ties it in a top knot. Pouring water from a golden pitcher, Yashoda washes Gopal's face to refresh his sleepy eyes, and then dries Krishna with the edge of her sari. Krishna walks into the courtyard of the palace to meet his friends while clutching his flute in his right hand and Madhumangal's hand in his left. Yashoda and Purnamasi follow behind Madhu and Krishna. The excited Sakas surround Govinda and gaze at him with looks of love. One boy holds Krishna's hand, another touches Krishna's body, and a third boy clutches Krishna's chadar. Yashoda says, "Oh, my child, go milk the cows in the Goshala. Afterwards, let the calves drink their mother's milk and hurry back to take your breakfast." While walking to the Goshala with Krishna, Madhumangal looks at the sky while squinting his eyes and recites a pun. "O Sakaluk, just as a fisherman casts his net to catch some fish, the sun spreads the net of its rays to catch the fish-like stars in the ocean of the sky. Being very careful and clever, however, the stars hide themselves deeper within the ocean of the sky. The moon is called Mrigankai because it carries the mark of a deer on its face. The newly risen sun is like a stalking tiger to eat that deer-like moon. Hence, as the moon sets, the deer, being afraid of the tiger, hides in a mountain cave. O Sukha, just see, the western sky resembles a pregnant woman who has suddenly delivered her child, the moon. The cooing of the pigeons sounds like the cries of that woman's labor pains. O Chandramukhi, moon-faced one, just look at another scene. The lotus flowers in a lake are smiling to see how your moon face and the sun have defeated the moon and forced it to fade into oblivion. The Sukhas then enter their respective goshalas while relishing Madhumangal's joking words. Gopal looks like the rising moon, accompanied by Venus and Jupiter, as he enters the goshala with Balaram and Madhumangal. When Balaram mixes in a herd of white cows, the celestial demigods see him as Airavata, encircled by the snow-capped peaks of Mount Kailas. The cows lift their heads excitedly as Krishna enters their midst. Observing this, the demigods think that a black bee is resting within a cluster of white lotus flowers. Krishna calls each cow by her individual name. Hee hee hee, hee hee, Gange, Godavari, Shavali, Kalindi, hee 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 hee, Davali, hee hee hee, Dumre, hee hee hee, Tungi, Brahmari, Yamune, Hamsi, Kamale, hee hee. He. Rambe, Champe, Karani, Harani. Krishna holds a golden milk pail between his knees and balances on his toes as he milks some cows, and the Sukhas milk the rest. Krishna pleases the cows by scratching them behind their ears and stroking their bodies affectionately. Thus ends part 1, Pratak Lila, 6 a.m. to 8:24 a.m. Krishna's waking, greeting his friends, and milking the cows.